weapons and surgical elements. The Battle of La Albuera, fought on 16th of May 1811, was the bloodiest engagement of the Peninsular War. At that time, the weapons used and the techniques for using it were a reflection of the technology of the time. Here are some interesting facts about it. Spark rifles, their operation depended on a mechanism called the spark key. Several elements made its use possible. The most important was the flintstone, which when struck against steel produced sparks. The firing process was initiated when the trigger was pulled, as the flint was projected against the rake and produced sparks that ignited the black powder bait in the cup, communicating the fire inside the barrel through an orifice called the fogon, and the shot was fired. The rifleman bit, the cartridge. Rifles and pistols were loaded through the muzzle, muzzle loading, which made it necessary to use a paper cartridge, which contained both the powder and the bullet. To load, the soldier bit the cartridge on the side opposite the bullet and poured a small amount of black powder into the cup, pouring the rest into the barrel. He would then insert the cartridge with the bullet and attack the whole thing with the ramrod. It was not uncommon, in the heat of combat, for novice troops to lose the ramrod by forgetting to remove it. Cleaning the cannon. To remove the powder residue that clogged the barrels of the rifles after about 50 shots, the soldiers poured hot water, and when hot water was not available, the most effective solution was to urinate down the barrel. Rifle and cannon bullets. Rifle bullets were spherical and made of lead, their diameter differing from army to army. Some rifle or cannonballs formed two interlocking hemispheres, which, when opened and rotated in the air, increased their effect. Combat. Soldiers fired together and at the same time. The rate of fire of the rifles was less than 3 shots per minute, depending on the level of training of the troops. Accuracy was not great. It was difficult to hit a target at more than 70 meters, which necessitated close formations to concentrate discharges by joint fire shoulder to shoulder, or in close formations 2 or 3 rows deep. Thus, one row would fire knee to ground, the second row would aim, and the third would charge. This required a good level of training. Some soldiers did not fight in formation. Line infantry fought in formation. Light infantry had scouting and security duties in pairs. Their main targets were first the officers, depriving the enemy of their command, then the standard bearers, to leave the enemy unit without a point of reference and combat grouping, and finally the musicians, fife and drums, to leave the enemy with no means of transmitting orders. The grenadiers were the elite, tall, strong men who stayed in the rear and were armed with explosives. The gastadors or sappers were in charge of the logistical work of preparing camps or battlefields, breaking down gates, destroying bridges, etc. During the Peninsular War, 1808-1814, a variety of weapons and military tools were used, many of which were common in the Napoleonic era. Here are the definitions of some of the main items of warfare used. Muskets. These were long, smoothbore firearms, without rifling inside the barrel, that were muzzle-loaded. The most common musket of the period was the British Brown Bess. These weapons were less accurate than rifles due to the lack of rifling on the barrel, but could fire large bullets and were effective at distances of up to 100 meters. Rifles. Unlike muskets, rifles had rifling on the inside of the barrel, which gave them greater accuracy when firing. However, they were more difficult and slower to load. A famous rifle of the period was the British Baker rifle, used by elite units such as the sharpshooters. Bayonets. These were blades that could be attached to the muzzle of muskets or rifles, converting them into polearms. They allowed soldiers to use their firearms as lances in close combat once the ammunition ran out. The triangular bayonet was common, designed to cause wounds that were difficult to treat. Cannons. These were artillery weapons that fired explosive projectiles or large bullets. They were classified according to caliber and the type of ammunition they could fire, round shot, shrapnel, etc. Cannons were essential for sieges and pitched battles and could be very devastating. Field guns were mobile and used on battlefields, while siege guns were larger and heavier, designed to attack fortifications. Swords. These were straight-edged weapons used by cavalry and infantry for close combat. Napoleonic-era swords were often double-edged and were used for both slashing and stabbing. Sabres. These were similar to swords, but with a curved blade designed primarily for cutting. Sabres were favoured by cavalry because of their effectiveness in quick charges and mounted attacks. Spears. These were long pole arms with a sharp point at one end, used mainly by light cavalry. Lances allowed soldiers to attack from a safe distance and were effective in charges and mounted combat. Hand grenades. These were explosive devices designed to be thrown by hand. Grenades of the period consisted of a metal or ceramic casing filled with gunpowder and fragments, such as shrapnel, which, when exploded, caused damage both by the explosion itself and by the dispersion of the fragments. The grenades were ignited by a fuse that was lit before being thrown. They were effective for demoralizing and dispersing enemy troops, as well as for attacks on trenches or fortifications. However, their use required skill and precision, as the thrower had to time the ignition correctly to prevent the grenade from exploding before or after reaching the target. Because of their danger and difficulty of handling, hand grenades were mainly used by specialized units or military engineers trained in their use. Although less common, hand grenades could have a significant impact in close combat situations and siege warfare. These weapons reflect the diversity and evolution of military technology at the time, and each had its own role and effectiveness in the battles that defined the Peninsular War.